Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Still in the green room for today's broadcast, City Minority Whip Joe Borelli will be here, and of course, Quantum Media Chief Ari Zoldan. We've got so much to talk about in the world of tech news today. But before we go any further, one of my favorite weekly segments is my time with my next guest. She is a columnist for the New York Post. She is a foodie. She is a fan of The Lovely Bride, and she happens to be a parent who's kind of in the same spot in life as we are, and she happens to be just a really wonderfully nice person. So there's all those reasons and many more that I could just flatter her with. But Carol Markowitz, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me, and thank you for that very nice intro.
Absolutely. Hey, I've got so much I want to talk to you about, and it kind of ranges the gamut today, but let's start with something that you tweeted about late yesterday, and that is that Nancy Pelosi and the New York Times are already starting up on this, well, what'll happen if Trump loses the election 2020 and decides not to concede?
Right. Yeah. It's just absurd. I mean, CNN is also, Chris Caliza at CNN was wrote something about it. It's paranoia and delusion, and it's just insane, especially because, look, I have been open on this program that I was not a Trump fan and that I had all of these concerns in 2016 that he was going to lose to Hillary and then he was going to not concede. So I absolutely worried about this kind of thing. But let's be real here. What ended up happening was he won. And even though Hillary Clinton did concede, she's been on this national tour where she basically is saying she did really win. That there was collusion with Russia, that Russia interfered with our elections, that the vote tallies were tampered with. All of this is like insane things that Hillary Clinton says that I was worried that Donald Trump was going to say. So here we are, you know, a few years into this presidency.
Irony, thy foot is left.
Right. And I don't see any Democrats shutting her down and saying, like, this is inappropriate. The way you're behaving in the wake of losing an election is not appropriate and not good for the Republic.
Well, you know how she conceded, and you can relate to this because, like I said, you're a mom of three, and she conceded the same way that when you tell your kid to sit down and they're defying you, and then you say, well, I'm going to raise the consequences if you don't sit down, and they'll say, well, I'm still going to do it. You say, no, I'm going to really punish you if you don't sit down, right? And then they'll sit down, and then they'll say, but on the outside, in the inside, I'm still standing up. That's Hillary Clinton. That's on the inside, he still really won. And it's not just her. We saw this in the Georgia governor's race. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams continues to go around the country saying that she won, and she actually did not concede.
Right.
And she says that conceding would mean that she supports our system and that she believes in our system and she doesn't. And that is so dangerous. And yet her name of this crazy lady who's touring the country saying that she actually did win the governorship is being slotted for vice president. And then when Biden mentions her or, you know, tangentially refers to her and says maybe she'll be his VP candidate, she says, no, thank you, because she thinks she deserves the presidency. It's amazing how delusional these people are.
I thought you were going to say bananas, but yeah, it's pretty bananas amazing. So let's talk about one other thing. And I talked about this early on Fox today, but Democrats have gone bonkers on guns. And I don't know if they're intending to do this. This is what I said earlier. I don't know if they're intending to do this or not, but they keep giving Donald Trump every advantage in the world. The one thing you want to do to get Trump's angry base even angrier is go out and say you're going to pick a fist fight with the NRA, the likes of which they've never seen, or be a prosecutor that says we're going to come confiscate every firearm in the United States. Carol, it's like they're so dumb. They don't know what they're doing, literally, as they are running for president.
Yeah, it's crazy that they're going in this direction. I mean, Eric Swalwell, who threatened to nuke gun owners at one point, is now saying,
interesting choice of words.
Right. Is saying that he would implement a mandatory buyback. So, I mean, it's like they're really appealing to the far, far, far left, because what's going to end up happening is Bernie Sanders is going to end up being the pro-gun candidate on the Democrat side. It's crazy and yet true. So we have the situation.
We're quoting you on that one. Carol Markowitz today quotes, Bernie Sanders will be the pro-gun candidate for the Democratic Party.
But what's crazy is that he is mildly rational on guns, or was.
That's
we'll
true.
See how he does, you know, because he's from Vermont. And look, even the liberals there have guns. It's a totally different kind of situation. But these maniacs who are running on gun confiscation just don't know what country they want to be president of. I live in New York City. I've never shot a gun. I've never held a gun. I just have not had the opportunity.
We can fix that, Carol. I didn't know anything about that.
You know,
we'll get you to the country.
These people are, they're not running to represent New York. And even in New York, you'll find gun owners who would defend the rights.
Right. No, it's bananas amazing. That's going to be your new hashtag, bananas amazing, as penned by Carol Markowitz on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hey, so let me ask you about one last thing. Do we have a little bit of time? Okay. So last night, the Met Gala was held, and this is an annual kind of parade of the weird anyway, but I asked all of my female contributors to the radio show and a bunch of my female media friends across the spectrum to give me nominations on what they think the campiest camp outfit from the Met Gala was last night, and I'm just curious where you landed, because you did not send your nomination in yet.
No, I was so annoyed by the whole thing. I mean, they all had these ridiculous outfits, but you know, I'm not against ridiculous outfits. I love ridiculous outfits. But Talina Zito made this great point on Twitter with a picture of Katy Perry wearing a chandelier dress.
Right.
These Hollywood people want to tell us what to eat, how to live, and they want us to really cut back on everything while they're wearing a chandelier dress to an event. I mean, is she reusing that dress for another event? Obviously not, right? Is she repurposing that dress as an actual light fixture? No. Meanwhile, the New York Times is running these ridiculous pieces about how we should be eating less meat and more lentils or whatever.
Yeah.
People are wearing disposable million-dollar gowns to these events.
That is a good point.
These people are trying to be our betters, and they are so wasteful and, you know, just want us to live with the consequences of their crazy ideas, but never themselves.
Also, Jared Leto is still looking for his head. Evidently, it's rolling around the Upper East or West Side somewhere. Carol Markowitz, always a pleasure. Read her in the New York Post and listen to her every Tuesday right here. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz. Thanks again, Carol.
For having me. Thank you.
Coming up next, the city minority whip Joe Borelli on exactly why he's deciding to run for public advocate. Next.